And a truly great day. I'll tell you, Howie, the fan reaction has been fantastic. And I thought Chip was outstanding in the press conference. A lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I see why you like him so much.
That's Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
I want to thank our fans for their patience, their support throughout this whole process. It's been an incredible experience for us interviewing these great coaches. We've learned so much about our organization, other organizations. We are better for it.
Howie, when you sit down, and we spoke about this during the process, you said you talk about everything. How prepared was Chip in that first meeting? What did he really know about the organization? Does he actually know a lot about the organization?
A lot of times when you go into these interviews, you're banging out questions and you're grilling people. And we went into it and said, we want people to learn about us. Because here we are, we have the benefit of knowing a lot about them, whether it's on paper or for talking to people or observing them. We want people to understand what we're about. And we're going to bring a lot of passion, we're going to bring a lot of energy, and we're going to support the head coach. And that was really important for us to show them as well. And Chip was really prepared. He knew all about us. I had been at Oregon a couple of times and had a chance to meet with him and talk with him, like I did a lot of football coaches around the country. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like we had sat down for 2 hours and talked about our philosophies on football or how he thought that he would coming to the NFL would do his own thing. So it was interesting.
Did you feel that you and Jeffrey and Don and Chip during that meeting really had a great kind of initial, you know, you feel like you like somebody?
You know, at the moment where we split a pretzel, I'm just
kidding. Not in Arizona, you didn't.
No, I think it was his way of looking at the football world. And you kind of nod your head in a couple of ways. And one of the conventional wisdoms about Chip is, will his offense work in the National Football League? And obviously that's a question everyone should have. You know, what is the offense? When you meet with Chip and you talk to Chip, it's so much bigger than his offense because he's going to figure out what personnel you have. And like he said in his press conference, we're going to figure out the best way to score points and win the game. And that's really what he's all about. But he's a CEO. He's a leader. He's got a presence about him. He's got a way of looking at every aspect of your organization, whether it's how to train players, whether it's strength and conditioning, whether it's personnel, what he's looking for. And he studied the league. He studied what wins. And so it's not all about, well, if you don't have a quarterback who can run the ball 7 times a game, then I can't go there, or this is what I need to succeed. It's what pieces do you have in place, how are we going to score points, and then how are we going to build the whole organization.
Howie, you meet with him for 9 hours. You're sitting there and you're feeling good about things. Can you kind of go through the range of emotions that you had from the time when you left that meeting? Maybe the next day you're thinking things are moving in the right direction, and then you hear that things are falling apart. What really was happening? What were you really thinking?
Well, when we started this process, we knew that we wanted to talk to as many great minds as we possibly could, get as much insight as we possibly could, and then it would help us make a decision because I'd never been through a coaching process before. Jeffrey hadn't been through one for 14 years, but we did feel like we had the benefit of working with a great coach, a great leader, for a long time. And then when you met all these people, you were able to judge what their views were and how they thought they were going to succeed as a head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles in that job. So we never wanted to get too high or too low. We knew that there would be twists and turns in this process. I think for me, I was reminded early on when I spoke to a couple friends who hired coaches last year, and they told me they hired their coach on January 24th or January 25th, and I looked at my watch, and it was January 5th, mm-hmm. That this process wasn't taking as long as maybe it felt like. And I think we just want to make sure we went through the process and that no matter what happened, we were prepared. We were prepared if this person was going to stay in school or if this person took a job with another team. We had a list of candidates we wanted to talk to. We were going to go through that and hopefully not do it again for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And what? So how did it get resurrected? How, give me the lowdown. Nobody's, just me and you.
Just you and I. It's always you and I. I think that we had kind of talked a little bit on Sunday when he said at that time he was in St. Oregon, and he thought it was just happening. Everything was happening so fast, and you understand it. I mean, you're playing a game Thursday night. You wake up, and you're doing 2 interviews with team, and then you wake up, and you're doing another interview. You still haven't even seen your team since the game ended, and now you have to make this huge life change to another league, to another city, cross country, and leave people you're familiar with, and that's a hard process to go through, especially with such little time. And when you look back at it, you understand that you're making these life decisions. And if you and I are making life decisions, we're not on the clock. It's not 24 hours. We have time to think about it and make sure the right thing and discuss it with the people. And then know that if I'm going to be all in, if I'm going to do this hopefully for a long time, for 10 years, for 15 years, that I'm making this decision for the right reasons, not just because everyone thinks I should. And I think that's impressive to me, because you're not having somebody who's worried about going back to school. He set it up there. I'm an NFL coach. I'm going to be an NFL coach. Right. And so when we were in Nashville having an interview, and we went to dinner just to get a bite to eat, and we realized we were at a college coaching convention, and we knew Chip was there, and he kind of popped into our conversation in our mind. And for me, when I'm thinking about someone, I reach out to them. I think that's important to do. And so I was thinking about him. We were thinking about him. And I texted him, and he texted me back, and he said things that were kind of similar to what we were saying. Hmm. And you realized, we really got along pretty well. We had a really good relationship. And it kind of escalated from there.
That's great. Now, you got you got roasted out there, okay? The media came down hard on you, Howie.
Yeah. Bad.
So, how do you deal with that, though? Do you want to just tell everybody, hey, we got a guy?
It's the nature of the beast. It's not, like Coach said, it's not the information age, it's the information overload age. And mm-hmm. so I understand what my job is. I understand what market I'm in. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. There's only one way to answer that, right?
Yeah,
win football games.
Right.
Let's do it.
So how do you mesh what Chip's philosophy is with the personnel that you have kind of going forward here?
Well, we're going to get clearly defined visions of what each player, what each position is going to be. And then we're going to see what we have on this football team. He's going to evaluate it. Now, we've talked about it a little bit, but I don't want him to have my opinions. I don't want him to be at all thinking about what I think of the player. I want to hear what he thinks about it. And then let's talk about it. And let's figure out a way to build a championship roster. And I'm excited about that.
Help you a lot to have a coaching staff in place for Alabama and the Senior Bowl?
I'd say it's the same thing that we went through with the coaching process. You'd like to have a coaching staff as quickly as possible, but you want to have the right coaching staff. You want to just take someone because right now they're saying yes, as opposed to maybe it takes 3 or 4 days, and hopefully you have these coaches. Like we had our first original staff for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
So let's get the right coaches.
Yeah. How do you feel today? How do you feel Chip came off to the fans, to the media? I mean, he seemed to really handle everything.
He's awesome.
Beautiful.
He's awesome. He's got a great personality. He's got a great view of the world and incredibly smart, incredibly hardworking, incredibly passionate about this city and this particular opportunity. And I'm excited about
Don't
it.
Don't you feel the energy? I think the team needed some energy. He's got tons of it, doesn't he? Although you're on you've had, 12 hours,
energy,
12 hours
go.
Of sleep in the last 2.5 weeks, Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager. We thank you so much
for
joining us here.
Awesome.
And great job.
Thank you.
Chip Kelly
you
in the house. We thank you for joining us here
on
PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Can you feel that? Can you feel what's about to happen on this field, man? Respect is not given, it is earned, that dog. Whatever you got to do, let me get that. They don't know what I hoard, man. They don't know what I hoard. And everything, give me what you got. Domination, snot bubbles, crazy eyes, whatever. Let's dominate this thing. All in on 3, 1, 2, 3, all in.
Hey, Eagles fans, this is Brian Dawkins, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show up to me.
There's a Big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Flacco backpedals. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him. Flacco takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the Eagles. It's picked off by D'Amico Ryans. They say he's down on contact. But D'Amico Ryans with the pick.
Hey, it's D'Amico Ryans. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2012 and look forward to an even better 2013. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Bo Wolf here with NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah, and more importantly, friend of the franchise, former Eagles scout, and credit where it's due, one of the first people to call Chip Kelly to the Eagles, even though it was about a month ago. You nailed it. What was your reaction?
Well, it definitely didn't happen the timing I thought it was going to take place, but, you know, I ended up getting their guy. So happy for the Eagles, happy for Howie Roseman and company to get an exciting coach, going to bring a fresh philosophy, a new vision to the organization. It's going to be fun to watch.
What do you think that this means for in terms of changes to the organization?
Well, you know, I think that's all yet to be seen. But, you know, the one thing is there's a lot of pieces in place to fit what Chip Kelly wants to do. You got two running backs. You got a very athletic line. Get these linemen back healthy. Get Peters and Kelsey back healthy. Harriman's. You got a lot of guys that fit with what he wants to do. Now, the fascinating thing is going to see if Nick Foles fits into those plans or not. And, you know, we'll see. That's all going to be developed over the next few weeks and few months. But the biggest thing is you want to hire the right leader. You want to hire the right guy. And I feel like they did that.
And how important is how he fills out the staff moving forward?
It's going to be interesting to see. Is it going to be a bunch of college guys? Is he going to try and get some established NFL assistants? I think it'd be nice if he could get an NFL presence, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So who they can get as a defensive coordinator will be a big thing. I could see them making a move possibly to a 3-4. They've got some guys that would fit in there. He needs some pieces as well. But it's just going to be fascinating to watch where it goes from here. It's a fun hire, and it'll be an exciting time for Eagles fans.
There is some scuttlebutt that maybe they do go to a 3-4. You talked about some of the personnel that fits well. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about those guys.
Well, you know, Fletcher Cox, you start right there. I mean, he had a fantastic rookie year. He's very capable of playing in either defense, 3-4, 4-3. He'd be a great fit as a 5 technique at defensive end. Michael Kendricks, I think, you know, a lot of people think, well, he's undersized, but he's explosive. He could be an inside backer in that defense. And then you look, you know, Vinnie Curry could play outside linebacker. Brandon Graham's a nice fit as a 3-4 outside linebacker. So need to find a nose, probably need to find a bigger, you know, inside backer to pair inside there. We'll see where D'Amico Ryans fits in. But the other thing is, you know, you got to address the secondary. So a lot of focus in a lot of areas here.
And then from the perspective of a scout, how much does this change the scouting process for the Eagles scouts as they move forward to April's draft?
Oh, yeah, I think they're going to be anxious to find out who the coordinator is going to be and find out the philosophy offensively, what they're going to do. And once you do that, you know, you can't pick the grocers until you know what's on the list. So the scouts, I'm sure, will be eagerly awaiting that information. But, you know, there's plenty of time. The draft's not next week, so they got plenty of time to sort all that out.
All right, well, Daniel Jeremiah reacts to the Eagles' new head coach, Chip Kelly. Well, we go back to the Trey Thomas well once again, who's down here watching his guys. He's got a couple offensive line prospects you've been working with, but we got to get your reaction to the news of the 21st head coach in Eagles history, Chip Kelly. What did you think?
I think he's going to be. I think that was a great pick, bringing him in, especially with the weapons that we have on offense. I think that with his background and what he's done in Oregon, you know, I think that he's going to bring that same type of high-powered, fast-paced offense to the Eagles and really take advantage of the different weapons that we have out there.
feel like guys like Bryce Brown and LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson are in line for maybe a big year?
Yeah, I'm expecting very big years from those guys. With them coming in and just the type of offense that he's going to run, I think that it fits well with what we have.
Any sense of what it'll ask of the offensive linemen?
I know he's going to probably bring whoever in to get the offensive line where it needs to be to fit whatever scheme that he's going to bring in.
All right. Trey Thomas reacts to the Eagles' new head coach, Chip Kelly, for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much, Bo and Trey. Dave Spadaro with you here. Our live coverage of the Chip Kelly introduction begins or continues here today. Now, we spoke to Howie Roseman in this studio. We will speak with the new head coach, Chip Kelly, in just a matter of moments. He is in the other room, just took a phone call, so it'll be just a few more moments before we sit down one-on-one with Chip Kelly. He had his introductory press conference. Fantastic job by him. Great response from the fans. It's been a wonderful day here. Chip is in the process of putting together a coaching staff, so the phone continues to ring and the work continues to be done. And then once we get through all of this media today, then it's really hunkering down to business to get this coaching staff put together and then prepare for a trip to Mobile, Alabama for next week's Senior Bowl practices. That's something that traditionally Andy Reid would at times skip. In this instance, I think Chip Kelly, Howie Roseman, the entire personnel staff, and the coaching staff will attend. So we will have in just a matter of moments, so don't go anywhere. We're going to have Chip Kelly in studio here. We'll also, a little bit later on, have Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie joining me here in studio. All of that and a whole lot more coming your way as Eagles Live continues on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
What a
is a Philadelphia Eagle. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They gave up a 4th-round pick, a 6th-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the Combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came into draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinny Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
Chances are, you're not made of money, so don't overpay for motorcycle insurance. Geico, see how much you could save.
The Eagles' vision for a zero carbon footprint is one step closer to reality. Thanks to the support of our fans, the team's diversion rate is 99.5%, meaning only 0.5% of waste goes into a landfill. Our new integrated sustainable energy project, including solar panels and micro wind turbines, will annually provide about 6 times the power used during all Eagles home games. When construction is completed at the end of the year, Lincoln Financial Field will be among the greenest major sports facilities in the world.
Bo Wolf here at the East-West Shrine Game with NFL Network's Charles Davison. Charles, obviously the big news, the Eagles have chosen their head coach, former Oregon head coach Chip Kelly. What was your reaction?
First of all, don't ever use anything I say and go to Vegas with it. Because before this process started, I predicted that Chip Kelly would stay in college. So as of little while ago, I was looking pretty solid on that bad boy. And then to find out the U-turn had happened and he came back and went, I think it's a great choice getting Chip for so many different reasons. I know everybody talks about the offense, but Chip Kelly is a football guy, all right? And what I mean by that is it's like my highest compliment for him. Lives it, breathes it, sleeps it. But he also is a people guy. I think the players are going to like playing for Chip. He's a guy who will listen, but he also is very decisive when he decides to act.
Can you talk, you mentioned that the offense, and some people think he's going to bring the same offense. We don't know that, but we do know we expect the tempo. That's one of the things we've heard about. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and he will bring that, and I think it'll be more elements, because I think what we're getting with some of the things we're seeing that have emerged out of the college ranks that are being used in the NFL now, because when we were younger, the NFL didn't really do much of that. The NFL would look at it and go, oh, that's college. We're not doing that. Now they're taking those elements and using them. What I think is that Chip will run an offense that looks a lot closer to what most of the NFL teams do. But the enhancements, the change-ups, will be the tempo, will be that high-paced, high-octane stuff. If he has a quarterback who can do it, some of that quarterback zone reads, all those things that you see at Oregon will be seen, but I don't think you see it as a steady diet. It's very difficult to practice that tempo day in and day out in order to run it, because you can't just line up on Sunday and go, let's go fast, guys.
Right.
You have to practice at that pace. And I've seen them practice at Oregon. But remember, you have 85 scholarship guys. You have a number of walk-ons. What do we have, 53?
Yep.
So it's very difficult to do, to tire your guys out in that way, to run that type of an offense as a full-time deal.
One of the other things that he was able to do at Oregon was he didn't have the best recruiting classes. He was able to find those under the radar guys to fit his system. Hopefully that portends well for the NFL as well.
Not only that, it tells you that he has guys who can teach, guys who can develop, how they develop the players, teach them. It's like three-dimensional coaching. In college, three-dimensional coach is recruiting, teaching your system, developing your players. Here in the NFL now, you don't have to recruit per se, you have to draft.
Right.
And you have to do a little recruiting in free agency, but that's the least part of it. But developing and teaching, still the same. So the staff is very important in that. And Chip's a guy who does all that very well.
All right. Well, Charles Davis on the new Eagles head coach, Chip Kelly. A very exciting time for Eagles fans. That's it for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, thank you very much, guys. And we are still waiting for Chip Kelly. And it's kind of fascinating. We're kind of sitting in one room, and he's in another room on the phone. And I guess he is recruiting coaches. So, as important as I am, all right, we're going to wait, all right? But he will be here, and we'll have a one-on-one with Chip Kelly. And, again, did a terrific job in his press conference. So we'll get to that in just a moment. We're going to take another break. We appreciate your patience. It's been a great show so far today. And we expect many, many great shows for a long, long time here with the Philadelphia Eagles and with Chip Kelly. It's a super day. We hope you vote on the poll and give us a chance to grade the first Chip Kelly press conference. He came off terrific, in my opinion. We'll be back in just a moment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chip Kelly in studio in just a moment.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the community. For more information on the program, click the community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2012 and look forward to an even better 2013. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the community.
So, man, how's that Bud Light Port Paradise cruise?
Oh, man. First day. So later on, it's all swing, baby, swing. Then we hit the ship's deck. Next day, there's this private island concert. So what'd you guys do?
4 days, 3 nights, a two-day music festival, and one legendary party, Bud Light Port Paradise. Here we go.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hi, I'm Eagle Safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles' pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut, just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
What a
is a Philadelphia Eagle. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They give up a fourth-round pick, a sixth-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the Combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came into draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinnie Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
Dave Spadaro with Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. I like the sound of that. Terrific job for you today on the press conference. I thought it was fantastic. How do you think, do you kind of rate yourself in these kind of instances?
No, I judge myself a game, so we're still 0-0 right now.
Okay, let's talk about these first 24 hours of the job. Can you kind of just describe the whole process of saying yes and then going through this crazy time?
Yeah, you know, I was really saying yes. Well, first I was really saying goodbye to my team, and that was extremely difficult for me just because I'm so close to everybody there, players, coaches, everybody in the administration, special, special place. But Jeffrey let me do it the right way. I know a lot of people thought it came out of left field, but I really appreciate it. Obviously, if he's telling people what's going on, then it gets out. My players don't hear it from me, and that's just never the way I wanted to operate. So he allowed me to do it. It told me a lot about this organization. And then really got on a plane and arrived here last night and, you know, really went to work last night starting to kind of formulate. The biggest thing for us right now in the two-prong attack is putting a coaching staff together and evaluating the players on the roster right now and getting a chance to watch tape and getting an understanding of who's who and what direction we got to go to. How do we improve? You know, how do we get better?
Chip, it's very evident that you love the game of football. When did you fall in love with football?
I've loved football since I was a little kid. I played a lot of other sports, but football was always my main sport, and it was just something about it, you know, the whole aspect of it, that it's a wide range of athletes can play it, big guys, small guys, you know, it's all in between, and it's the quintessential team game. You know, there's so many different moving parts, but it's just, you know, fall football is where it's at. It's outdoors. It's the weather. It's the elements. It's being on grass. It's awesome.
You know, when we watch you in a game, I mean, you are totally tuned into it. The evidence is there. You are just so focused on this thing. For a player to play for you, mm-hmm. I mean, what are you looking for?
I want guys that love football like I do. You know, and want to be successful and want to, you know, kind of mentally and physically push themselves to the limit, and then surround themselves with a bunch of other guys that want to do the same exact thing and that play the game for the right reasons and play the game for glory. And what I mean by glory is the height of achievement and not for fame, not about, you know, not worried about how many Twitter followers you have, you know, worried about, you know, actually playing the game for the joy of playing the game.
Is there anything better than the camaraderie of a locker room after a victory?
No, and it can't be replicated. You know, when you get a bunch of guys that, you know, poured their heart and soul into something, and then you ultimately see it succeed, you know, to be able to kind of be in that locker room post-game and just, you know, that feeling of accomplishment that what you did. But the great thing I love about this game, as screwed up as it is it's very short-lived because you've got about a couple hours to live it, and then all of a sudden your mind's automatically racing who we got next.
Yeah.
You know, because the process is the thing that I love, and the game plan and the practices and those things. So, you know, it's an all-encompassing thing.
What got you from being a player to being a coach?
Probably didn't want to get a real job. You know, didn't want to give up on just the game, you know, and the fact that you could stay in the coaching aspect and then work my way up and, you know, never had any, you know, everybody asked you a question, did you have a dream that you were going to be? And I never really did. You know, for me it was, can I have fun coaching and can I have fun with a game that I've always loved? And a coach I had a long time ago said the big time is where you're at, you know, and I always approached it that way. And never was the guy that's always looking, well, what about that job? What about that job? You know, just really happy in the job I have. And, you know, I've been so fortunate to have opportunities come my way. But I know the opportunities came my way because I was around great coaches and great players. So,
who are the influences?
There's a ton. You know, I always kind of get Marvel. We all get a chance to meet a million people in our lives, but then we single out two. You know, I think I've always had an open mind that you can learn from so many different people, you know, and just this process was great. I really got a chance to talk to Dick Vermeil a lot, you know, a couple times. You know,
how come? Just to get a sense of Philadelphia?
Well, Dick is, no, it was our defense coordinator, Nick Alioti at Oregon, coached with Dick. And then Todd Light, who was with us at Oregon, had played for Dick with the Rams. And I've always been a fan of his. And I asked him, you know, this before I ever got to anything, just he made a decision a long time ago to leave UCLA. And it wasn't about coming to Philadelphia. It was just about the jump from college football to the NFL. And just a guy that did it, you know, and kind of walked that walk and kind of how he was. And he was so gracious. And I called him last night when I arrived. And then typical coach fashion, he's in Long Beach right now coaching in a college all-star football game.
It never gets out of your system, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I just started laughing. And he started laughing himself. But, you know, a chance to talk to people like him. Andy Reid was great during this whole process and really reached out to me to – and that spoke volumes of what this organization is about, that the coach that was just here for 14 years, you know, was taking time out of his day on his way to Kansas City to tell me what a special place Philadelphia was. So there's been a lot of people that have been influences on me.
Loving the game of football, you know, watching Oregon, seeing the touchdowns and the cool uniforms and the hoopla, and then reading about you and having everybody who's not nearly as smart as a football coach kind of describe what your offense is. I can't do that. I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough. Can you tell me what... Tell me what's great offense. I mean, scoring points, I know, but is it the scheme? Is it making sure that your players are in the right spots? Is it creating mismatches?
It's simple. It's scoring points, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said it earlier. We're an equal opportunity scoring operation. It's not how you get it across the line. It's can you get it across the line? And but it has to be driven by your players. The game of football is always personnel driven. And the fun part of coaching is how can we get this group to score and what how do we put them in situations where they can be successful, and evaluating what you have from a talent standpoint and then utilizing that talent, and that's what good coaches do, and that's what our plan is here, is getting a real good grasp of what our personnel is and then putting them in positions to make plays.
How honored did you feel when coaches like Coach Belichick and others came to you and wanted to talk a little bit about the game of football and your philosophy?
Yeah, I think that gets overblown. I've had numerous opportunities in my career to go visit other colleges when I was at New Hampshire. And then when I got to Oregon, schools weren't as friendly about letting me visit because we may be playing each other, obviously. So, you know, I'd really reached out when I was at Oregon to go visit some NFL teams because obviously Oregon's not going to play against an NFL team. So whether it's going to visit the Niners or the Seahawks on the West Coast or the Patriots because I'm from New England, the Bills I've been to the Dolphins, you know, a lot of different teams. And you can learn from anybody. And that was the good part. So, you know, I think it's kind of a misconception that Bill Belichick called me and reached out to me. And, you know, they whenever you get a chance to visit teams, you share ideas with them. They want to know what you're doing and you want to know what they're doing. So,
last question. What do you know about the football team at this point? I mean, fans are already rushing to who's going to play quarterback and who's going to do this and who's going to do that. But yeah, as you sit there, what do you really know?
Well, what I know, and not being sarcastic, is we don't play till September, you know, so that I think the biggest thing for us is to make sure we make a thorough evaluation. And it was no different than I was in college. And, you know, when a quarterback graduates, who's your starting quarterback next year? And I would be like, it's February. You know, mm-hmm. We don't play till September. You know, we have a process of going through. You know, we got OTAs where we get a chance to really, you know, we'll evaluate them on film and put together our offensive schemes, and then get a chance in OTAs to really get our hands on them and see what they can do up close and personal, and then formulate a plan. And I know any teams that are successful have competition, and I want our guys to compete, and the best players play. Everywhere I've been in successful teams is when it's the best players play. It's not we picked him because we liked him before the competition even started. Is that we're going to go out there and we're going to let those guys prove it. And I'll tell these guys, and I've told every other team, is that, you know, as a coaching staff, we don't set the depth chart. You do, you know, and if you deserve to play, you'll play, and you'll show us every day in practice that you deserve to play.
Can't wait. Coach, thank you very much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Fans, this is Brian Dawkins, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Join us on Saturday, February 9th or Sunday, February 10th for Eagles Academy for Women. Eagles Academy is the ultimate football experience for female Eagles fans. Throughout the day, you'll get hands-on instruction from Eagles coaches in multiple classroom settings, and then put your skills to the test on the practice field with an Eagles player. Fans will also get a behind-the-scenes look at the Eagles locker room, weight room, and enjoy lunch in the team cafeteria. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/academy for details.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
The Eagles' vision for a zero carbon footprint is one step closer to reality. Thanks to the support of our fans, the team's diversion rate is 99.5%, meaning only 0.5% of waste goes into a landfill. Our new integrated sustainable energy project, including solar panels and micro wind turbines, will annually provide about 6 times the power used during all Eagles home games. When construction is completed at the end of the year, Lincoln Financial Field will be among the greenest major sports facilities in the world.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2012 and look forward to an even better 2013. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
So, man, how's that Bud Light Port Paradise cruise?
Oh, man. First day... So later on, it's all swing, baby, swing, swing, baby. Then we hit the ship's deck. Next day, there's this private island concert. So what'd you guys do?
4 days, 3 nights, a 2 day music festival, and one legendary party, Bud Light Pork Paradise. Here we go.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hi, I'm Eagle safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
What a
is the Philadelphia Eagles. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They give up a 4th-round pick, a 6th-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the Combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came into draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinnie Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
All right, time to get another national perspective of this huge move, the Eagles and Chip Kelly together. We go to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport for the reaction there. And Ian, let's first back up to Wednesday, right around noontime, the story breaks. Your reaction at the time?
It was crazy. You know, it's for everything we reported a couple weeks ago when it looked like Chip Kelly was going to go to the Eagles, and you know, you sort of clear that from your head, you move on, you start thinking about them hiring Gus Bradley, and you know, which was strange because all along I heard, you know, I figured and I heard the Eagles would go offense, and you know, then you start to do your Gus Bradley research, and he seems like a young, dynamic coach, and you sort of start to wrap your head around that, and you know, then you get the news that they've hired Chip Kelly, and you sort of say, what the heck happened here? But really some unbelievable work by some very determined, you know, members of the Eagles brass, specifically Howie Roseman, just deciding to go get his guy and really just keeping at it, even when, you know, people probably would have thought it was ridiculous. He kept at it, and, you know, in the end, the Eagles get the guy that they wanted all along.
Now that it's kind of, you've had a chance to absorb it, Ian, what are your, you know, 4 or 5 questions you want to see from Chip Kelly as he makes the transition from dynamic, record-setting coach at Oregon to now being with the big boys here in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think there are a couple of questions. I talked to a defensive coordinator in college who played against Chip Kelly, and, you know, he was sort of excited to do it because of how simple the scheme is. And, you know, obviously Oregon has great athletes, and they execute so well. But it really is a very simple look. Now, my first question will be, how much of that are we going to see in the NFL? My own answer would be probably we'll see some of what Chip Kelly did at Oregon, but it'll be a lot more advanced. You know, I think that, you know, you only can work with players for 20 hours a week
in college. You can't install everything you want. I think it'll be a lot more complex, in the NFL for Chip Kelly. I'd also wonder about the quarterback position. You know, I heard early on that one of the things the Eagles were doing was selling Chip Kelly on, you know, look, we have Michael Vick, we have Nick Foles, two quarterbacks who can run your system in different forms. And they have short, fast receivers just like at Oregon. I think the personnel fits, but, what's your view of the quarterback situation? That would be another question. And then he doesn't have any NFL experience, and I don't know how much that matters, but I would guess a little bit. So, I would think he'd probably surround himself with a couple NFL veterans to help ease this acclimation process.
Ian, I think the initial reaction with some people way back when you talk about Oregon and the offense was, this is a gimmick offense, and you can't win with gimmick offenses in the NFL. And then you talk to people, and you learn that what Chip ran at Oregon, some of those principles have been taken, borrowed by the NFL and used to great success here in the league. Is that kind of how you see what he did at Oregon? That, hey, this is not a gimmick. This is a system, and it works.
I don't like the word gimmick. I don't like that whole characterization because it's like, it's the same thing people talk about with the option. You know, it's like you like watching college football like I do. You watch teams like Navy or, run the option and beat or be in games with teams that are much more talented than them. And, if you don't like watching, you say, oh, well, it's a gimmick. And I say, well, if it's a gimmick, why can't you stop it?
Mm-hmm.
If snapping the ball really fast, if hurrying up, if catching a defense off guard, if running 100 plays in a game, if making your quarterback a runner to create the numbers advantage on offense so you can be successful, if all of that is a gimmick, then I will happily sign up and play for that gimmick because you're going to have a lot of success.
Another question here that I would have for him, that I will have for him, is defense. What is the defensive philosophy of Chip Kelly? Any idea? We all focus so much on the offense, Ian.
Yeah, good question. I think what Chip Kelly likes is really fast players. So I would be surprised if he didn't emphasize speed on defense. But, one thing I always heard in this process is the Eagles were hoping, on offense, I think they like running a spread look, and I think it's going to be, for fans, it's going to be really fun. I mean, just as far as, aesthetics, it's going to be kind of a cool season just to see what they do. But I think on defense, it'll be the other way around. Like, they will be geared toward being able to stop, some of these spread looks. The reality is, you have the Redskins in your division who you're going to see twice a year. You got to be able to stop that. And so, I would be surprised if they didn't hire a defensive coordinator with some college ties to be able to stop the spread offense, because that's what they do in college.
How far away, Ian, in your mind, as you look at the Eagles coming off a 4-12 season, I mean, what's realistic in your mind for 2013 for this football team?
I think that's a good question. I think we've seen now in the NFL that if you have a good coach, you make a couple good draft picks, you can really turn things around pretty quickly. I think the Eagles probably were hurt last year by, once things started going badly, I think things really, really quickly went downhill faster than they probably should have with the talent. I think you had some overpriced players who, did not look like they were in tune to what was going on. And, you lose every offensive lineman you have except for Evan Mathis, and that's tough to make anything viable on offense. So, they'll get some guys back, guys like Kelce back from injuries. They'll shore up things, one would hope, on the back end of the defense. They got a ton of talent, guys like Fletcher Cox, who's fantastic. Brandon Graham, I thought, looked excellent, really surprisingly excellent at the end of the year. They got some pieces, running backs. I mean, they got two really good running backs. They got two really good receivers. I mean, I don't see this team being that far away as long as everyone kind of buys in fairly quickly to what Chip Kelly is doing.
If you were going to lay down a bet of a soda, who's the quarterback for the Eagles in 2013? Michael Vick, Nick Foles, or a player not currently on the roster?
Well, of course, I'm against all sorts of betting.
Of course.
But if I had to make a recreational guess, right now, based on what I know, my guess is that both of them will be on the Eagles.
Okay. And starting week one?
If you look at it, Michael Vick is expensive, but it's, you know, you're also going to be paying some, not obviously as much, some to cut him. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to trade him. And Nick Foles is making nothing. So, and you know, it's really not bad to have two quarterbacks with experience. I mean, if Michael Vick's not your quarterback, then you need to tell me who's going to be better. And if he is your quarterback, you need to have a backup plan, and I think Foles is that. So, to me, I don't see what's wrong in keeping both of them and saying, at the very least, you know, you hired this new coach, everyone's excited, you got a new offense. And I know Vic was excited to run what Chip Kelly was looking at. So, at the very least, you have a new coach and you got two quarterbacks. And if you have to pay a little extra for it, me, that's okay.
Hey, Ian Rappaport, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us on this very big day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
In the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
What a
is the Philadelphia Eagles. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They give up a 4th-round pick, a 6th-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came into draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinny Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
Dave Spadaro with Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie on this truly exciting day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jeffrey, congratulations on getting your guy.
Well, thank you. No, this is a great day for Eagles fans around the world, the millions around the world. We've got a very sharp guy, great leader, person who understands what it's like to bring people together, players, love them, and just incredibly innovative and sharp.
What kind of research did you do before you went into the interview process to identify him as a candidate?
Probably been researching Chip for about 2 years, talking to a lot of people throughout the football world, that you know, iconic people in the world, in the football world that really know football, and they just, you know, they think the world of Chip, bright, looking for always what the inefficiencies are in the game, whether it's college, pros, and trying to be ahead of the curve. And he has great ideas on strength and conditioning, injury prevention, practice scheduling, how to keep the players energized, pace of practice, big picture thinker on the roster, attention to detail, football obsessed. So for our fans that are incredibly obsessed, and we have the best fan base in the world, they've got an equally obsessed football coach.
So when you're watching Oregon over the years here, were you saying, my gosh, look what this guy's doing with the formations and the plays and the enthusiasm on the sidelines?
Yeah, I loved it. You couldn't help not. I mean, watching Oregon the last few years, it was something to behold. You know, they just had an ability to attack really good coached, well-coached defenses, from Monty Kiffin at USC to, you know, plenty of other teams in the Pac-12, and dominate. And he's just somebody that I think our fans are going to identify with and love his obsession with the game.
But Jeffrey, he said no to the NFL last year, and you weren't scared away by that.
No, I mean, I think when you conduct a coaching search, you should reach high and try to get the best possible leaders for your team. This is an iconic franchise. If any of these guys were going to coach in the NFL, I knew we would be the team they'd want to coach. And, you know, as Chip said, it just came down to the Eagles or University of Oregon. And at first, he just didn't know if he could pull himself away. We knew he was torn. And I think we kept working at it a little bit. And patience prevailed. And it gave him space to make a decision. And he needed a week to make that decision. And we gave it to him.
Did you feel in the interview process, that first interview in Scottsdale, that you made a really good personal connection with Chip early?
I did. I thought we had a 9-hour interview, of which about an hour and a half, 2 hours were just me and Chip. And we just talked football life, every aspect of running a football organization with tremendous detail. And you could see that he was a guy you could both easily communicate with, but he had all his own ideas in terms of how best to maximize what you were all about. And I just think it was a natural fit.
You know, I've read all these, and I talked to Chip earlier, and read all these stories from the Reds about this is what the offense is, and that's what they do. And you talk to him, and you realize that no, that's not what they do. They do anything that works.
That's exactly right, Dave. They're so not narrow thinking. As a coach, he's a big picture thinker. He's a strategist. He wants to dissect what inefficiencies are in the team he's playing, and he will make them, at least on defense, have to protect every inch of the field and use his pace. But he's not someone who says, this is my scheme, this is what we're going to run. He's looking to win.
You've recruited in this situation. I mean, that's to basically tell the media out there that I know you don't care about, but I do, because I have to deal with them, that they bashed the Eagles here for 2 weeks and said that we weren't going to get the guy we wanted. And we went and got the guy we wanted. And you and Howie and Don and the organization recruited a top coach. I'm very proud of you for that, and I'm honored that you guys did that.
Well, you know, we have a great fan base. It's a great football city. The organization is primed for success. The business model is great. The facilities are great. The culture is very upbeat working in the organization. We didn't have to do a lot of selling. Everyone did their own research. I was trying to explain that all these coaches do their own due diligence. They talk to the top coaches in the game, sometimes some of the iconic figures out of the game now. And every single coach came into the interview saying, oh my gosh, this is such an iconic situation. If ever I was going to either come to the NFL or choose between NFL franchises, everyone made it clear this was their choice. So we recruited, but I don't know that we had to recruit so heavily because it sells itself.
So what do you expect here moving forward? What can Eagles fans expect in the coming days, weeks, months?
Well, I think, you know, what you're going to have is a dynamic relationship between a head coach, his staff, and the players. That's number one. You're going to have somebody where the players are going to be challenged. There's a vision on all sides of the ball on how this has to come together. There's just a sense that you're going to have a coach that's going to outthink and outsmart everybody else. And does it come together right away? I have no idea, but the point of the matter is you're going to have a dynamic football team, and eventually that's how you win big.
How's the relationship in terms of personnel and the football ops?
Great. I mean, couldn't be better. Chip is a collaborator. One of the first things he said to us was, I'm a football coach. I need player personnel to try to figure out what I need in terms of the kinds of players at every position. But I'm not a scout. I need them to really be incredibly collaborative with me, and I want to be incredibly collaborative with them. It's an ideal situation that way.
Last couple of years here, Jeffrey, I got to be honest with you, look at the football team, and you just wanted there to be more energy and urgency, and just, I didn't feel that. I certainly feel it a tremendous amount today. Do you feel that?
Oh, unbelievable energy, and I think the first signs we will really see it is when you see a Chip Kelly practice. Chip Kelly practices will be incredible, electric, fast-paced, unlike probably anything you've seen before here, and probably doesn't exist in the NFL.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't even know if you know the answer, but I've gotten this a lot from fans, and they all watched Oregon, and they see the uniforms changing every week, and you can't do that in the NFL, right?
No, you can't. You can only use your two basic uniforms and a third uniform. You can't change every week.
Okay, but perhaps a lot more visors on the sidelines.
I think you'll see a lot of visors from Chip Kelly.
There's no
question he's a visor guy.
Well, he certainly is. I understand why you fell in love with him. I imagine that when you and Don and Howie left that initial meeting, there was just a sense of, boy, this guy's really special.
Well, we thought this was a very special candidate and a special guy, because the best candidates are the best leaders. And we thought he has a chance to be an outstanding NFL coach.
Last thing, as you sit here, do you know who's going to play quarterback or what kind of defense is going to be run?
The first order of business for Chip Kelly is to study every game the last year or two and get a feel for everybody. He's got to do that. Otherwise, you're just guessing.
Yeah. Jeffrey Lurie, thank you so much.
Dave.
Congratulations.
No, thank you. We're just so excited.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on with us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
What a
is
a
Philadelphia Eagle. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They gave up a 4th-round pick, a 6th-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the Combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came into draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinny Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
You know, Ronnie, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
Join us on Saturday, February 9th or Sunday, February 10th for Eagles Academy for Women. Eagles Academy is the ultimate football experience for female Eagles fans. Throughout the day, you'll get hands-on instruction from Eagles coaches in multiple classroom settings, and then put your skills to the test on the practice field with an Eagles player. Fans will also get a behind-the-scenes look at the Eagles locker room, weight room, and enjoy lunch in the team cafeteria. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/academy for details.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-
Smart cars, smart homes, smartphones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
Flacco again with four receivers. Flacco takes the snap. He's looked right. He is hit. The football comes loose. Eagles on it. Flacco was hit. The hit by Trent Cole. That'll be a sack and a fumble.
Trent Cole gets right around Mike Orr, the left tackle, gets his hand on the football.
Hi, Eagles fans. You're with Trent Cole, 5'8", the Hunter, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, I'm back in the Xfinity studio here. Dave Spadaro with you. We're going to wrap up the show today with some phone calls, and, of course, we'll have continuing coverage throughout the days here and into the Senior Bowl coverage early next week in Mobile, Alabama. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Phil, who joins us. Hey, Phil.
What's up, Dave? How you been, brother? Long time.
Yes, sir. Doing great.
Oh, hey, looks like the start of a new era for the Philadelphia Eagles. I know personally, as a fan of this organization since I was born, this is probably the most excited I've been in a long time.
Well, it's been 14 years since there's been a new head coach, so, I mean, there's always excitement around it. I think Chip Kelly handled himself tremendously well, and Jeffrey and Howie and the whole crew, I'm thrilled the way this day's gone.
I couldn't be happier. You know what? In the back of my mind, after I saw that Andy Reid was released, I was thinking, who would be able to fill those shoes of this great organization that we've came to love and just have so much passion for? Who could be the next guy? And then after I found out word of Chip Kelly being a possible candidate, I'm like, okay, Barton, this is going to be the next guy. And then we heard that he was staying in Oregon, and then like the Eagles always do to us and come out and surprise us, bam, Chip Kelly's our guy. And I just know bringing him into Philly, it's going to be a wonderful fit. Now we go to see of what we're going to do in the quarterback scenario. My personal opinion, I do believe that we may have Vic around next year for maybe one more year to run the spread offense, the read options. We got Jackson back, Macklin, Bryce Brown, McCoy. We just know what this offense is going to be capable of. As soon as this offensive line's healthy and back, you know, in the regime of things, I think next year, I'm already telling everybody, we're going to the playoffs next year, no doubt.
All right. Well, hey, Phil, thanks for the call. I love the optimism. And, I mean, I know everybody's would love an answer as far as who's going to be the quarterback. I don't have the answer. Jeffrey Lurie doesn't have the answer. Chip Kelly doesn't have the answer. He's got to go through all the film and watch it and understand the personnel that he has here. So understand this, people. There are no preconceived ideas about who's going to be the quarterback or the wide receiver or whatever. Just got to go through it and look at it and evaluate and then add to the personnel. Taking a couple calls here, 215-339-6709. No Eagles Live on Monday. We'll be covering the Senior Bowl. The practice is down in Mobile, Alabama, one of my favorite spots in the whole country to be. Love it down there. Let's go to the telephone, shall we? Let's go to Kyle. That's not right. Who is calling? Anybody? Who do you got there? Just yell it out. Nasheem from where? Williamsport. Hey, Nasheem. Hello.
Hey, Spuds. How you doing,
what's up,
man?
Dude?
Good work as always.
Thank you. Hey, Spuds, how you doing? Turn your speakers down.
Hey, sure thing. Let me go over here. You can hear yourself, right?
Yes. I hate hearing myself once. I certainly don't want to hear myself twice.
Hey, you know, like I said, good work as always. You always, you know, do an incredible job with the coverage, and so it's much appreciated. And one of the key things that I picked up on that, and in all due respect to Andy Reid, he's an incredible coach, and I'm in no position to challenge his football expertise, but I think that Vic could have been used in better ways. I'm not necessarily down on Vic. He showed tremendous growth as far as trying to, you know, be better in the pocket. But I think that, especially with the damage done to the offensive line, he was spending, you know, too much thinking, and his natural instincts weren't able to take over. And I think that, you know, this type of, you know, spread read option type thing would have fit him better. And as you know, as Reed always says, put his player in a better position. So I think if we can get a restructure done on Vic, it'll be good to keep him around. But you know, time will tell. But I was just glad to hear him say that he would not, you know, basically force a square peg and, you know, in a circle hole. You know, he would work with the personnel we have and, you know, take whatever the defense gives us.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen at the quarterback position. And, you know, I certainly would trust Chip Kelly to make the right call as far as who plays the quarterback position. Michael Vick is in the mix. Nick Foles is in the mix. Trent Edwards is here in the mix. Draft pick, trade, you name it. I think everything's on the table.
Right. Well, you know, I won't take up too much time. Let some more people come through. You know, it's just, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, I'm just dying to see what this offense is going to look like. You know, of course, there's some other questions, but I'm sure you have the coverage as things, you know, progress. But just really excited to see how this offense is going to move. Should be good stuff.
Yes, indeed. Nasib, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces here. Getting the, I mean, I'm sure in the next day or two that getting the announcements made on who the coaches will be to join Chip Kelly here. I mean, you got to, this is where you have to work the phones, get your guys together and get your staff in place, and then you move forward. And of course, all the personnel questions. 3443. I don't know. Take one more phone call here. Before we call it a day, and what a day it's been here. Huge audience, great stuff here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We thank our staff here. Thank everybody in the organization for making this possible. Thank the fans for being part of it as well. Let's go to Nashville. Let's go to Philadelphia here. Talk to David. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
I think this Chip Kelly's going to be a brilliant mind since you study like with Belichick and all, I understand.
Yeah, he kind of downplayed that, but let's be honest, Bill Belichick, I think every coach impressed with Chip Kelly's game strategy and his personnel usage and the schemes that he's run and the adaptability that he's shown. So now it's time to go out and show it. Let's do it.
Yeah, and I do think, though, that Nick Foles will be the quarterback because I do think he has a fast release.
I think Nick's got a release that's okay. I think it could be a little bit quicker, and it's a little bit of a wind-up, and that's got to be tightened up a bit. But, yeah, Nick Foles is, again, I don't know that there's a favorite in the clubhouse as to who the quarterback will be. I know that Nick showed some good things last year, and certainly Michael Vick has shown many good things in his career. Thanks, David, for the phone call. And, you know, we're going to see what direction Chip Kelly takes as far as building this football team. All right, we thank you so much.